Now time for the business news. And when the markets in Europe closed a couple of hours ago, London's FTSE 100 was down 61 points. The DAX and Euro stocks were also down. In the US, trading comes to a close shortly and the Dow Jones is down following those weak jobs figures. And the S&P 500 is also lower. And the Australian dollar is worth nearly 97 US this morning. It'll also buy you 63 British pence and 128 New Zealand. Gym chain Fitness First has announced it's selling 24 of its 97 Australian clubs. The move is part of a restructure of the UK parent company. The chain has new owners who are looking to offload the branches to remove a global debt of almost $900 million. Fair Work Australia has announced a 2.9% increase to the minimum wage following its annual wage review. The increase will see a rise of $17.10 per week, given to more than 1.4 million workers whose pay is set by awards. The rise will be implemented from July 1st. The local manufacturing industry remains in the doldrums at the lowest level of activity in 9 months. The performance of the manufacturing index fell slightly to 42.4 in May. Manufacturers say poor demand, the strong Australian dollar and the carbon tax are hurting growth.